Coast 93.1, The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd.
What day is it, Mike?
Thank God it's
Friday. Hey, Blake, it's John again. Happy Friday.
What day is it, Mike?
Thank God it's
made it to the end of the week.
Wowza.
Did you know it was Friday?
No.
Yeah.
No.
You know how they say don't go to the store hungry?
Oh, no. Did
don't
you?
Go grocery shopping hungry.
Oh, no.
I think there's a new version, which is don't go to the liquor store during a pandemic.
That's my second favorite spot in the world.
Don't go to the liquor store thirsty.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, I did some damage at Bow Street.
Yes.
Whew. Well, and I made the mistake of texting my friend who's like my cocktail buddy. Mm-hmm. Hey, are there any staples I should get? And he sent me a list of like five things.
Oh, well,
none of these are primary spirits.
Well, I want to know.
Well, hold on. I got to get a photo.
Okay.
I got to think of my inventory here.
Yeah, because now on. I want to see because I'm going to have a cocktail tonight.
Yeah, I could probably, I think my bar is probably stocked for the foreseeable future. I mean, that's what I came home with.
Oh. Wow.
I mean, look at this. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 bottles of liquor.
Did you get all those yesterday?
Yes. They had to give me two boxes.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And, well, so right now what's weird is, well, first of all, thank God that Maine considers liquor stores essential.
Very much so.
Hallelujah.
Because medicinal.
I thought, wait a minute. Oh, my God. Because I thought they closed, you know, yesterday everything was closed.
Yeah.
You know, still is through the end of the month.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, I know they sell liquor at the grocery store, and they're not going to, like, rope that off. And I did see a friend post a link that said Governor Mills was going to shut down beer, wine, and liquor sales.
What?
On like April 3rd or something. And it was an April Fool's.
Yeah, I was like, back it up. That's an April Fool's joke.
Oh, yeah, okay. Thank God.
God.
But for a second, I was like, what?
And it's humanity.
I was like, who could I call?
What
are we going to do?
What will we do?
Okay, we got to reverse this.
How do you make moonshine?
Yeah, forget my whole blood donation crusade. It is time to fix the liquor problem.
I know, exactly.
So,
switching gears.
So they were open, so thank God. But because of the restrictions, they only were allowing five people in the store at a time, five customers.
Yep.
And I think I was like number two. I happened to go at the right time. It was like 5 o'clock p.m.
Wow.
But everyone's all scheduled.
Oh, yeah, there is
all,
no more like 5 o'clock rush hour.
There's no rush hour. Yeah.
No.
So I go to Bow Street on Forest Ave, which I love. They really, I don't know, they don't pay me for plugs or anything.
I love Bow Street, too.
If they did, I would have really appreciated a little discount on that bottle haul yesterday because there's a little bit of money that I probably shouldn't have spent. But so they have five people in, and then they also had like tape outside for where you could wait. So it's 6 feet apart in the line for the register. There was tape, like hash marks where you have to stand. And it's just all weird. You know, it's just, it feels, I don't know. It's weird. So I went and I thought, okay, I need this. I need this. I need this. I know I need that stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, ooh, a bottle of port would be nice. Mm-hmm. I think I went and got that. Mm-hmm. And then I texted my friend, any staples and some of the fun cocktails he'd been making, you know, that anyone I'd go over their house.
Yeah.
Which obviously I'm not doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, okay. How about that? And he sent me like a list of five more things. And I was like, okay, well, I don't know if I need that. I don't know if I need that. And I texted him and the group of friends a picture. Mm-hmm. So this is what happens when you ask Alex for any liquor recommendations before you go to the liquor store. And Alex pointed out, only one of those was ones that I recommended.
Oh,
I did some damage. Oof.
I want to find out, like, the funky drinks you're doing. Didn't I see that you added strawberry to your Cosmo yesterday?
Oh, I did the Ina Garten recipe because, as they say,
during a crisis, you know, cocktail hour can be almost any hour.
That had an effect on me, too, because Jay is making me a pitcher of Cosmos. So when I get home today at 11:30, it's there for me. So now.
Wow, 11:30.
Yeah.
Well, it's almost noon.
Yeah.
That's me.
So
now
I want to see.
I know you know.
There we go.
I'm thinking, why don't we do a little day drinking?
That's right. Mm-mm. You know what they say.
During a crisis, you know, cocktail hour can be almost any hour.
I know you know what I'm thinking. Why don't we do a little day drinking?
So he's making you a pitcher of Cosmos?
He was going to make me a pitcher of margaritas, and then I was like, I feel like Cosmos are less calories.
Well.
In a pitcher.
Yeah, probably a little.
They're less calories because if you just do like
sugar.
Just do a splash of cranberry in that pitcher.
Well, cranberry's not bad and it'll, you know, keep your kidneys strong.
Exactly. So, yeah, he's going to do a pitcher of Cosmos for me after the Ina Garten thing. And I love, like, Cosmo might be my number one favorite.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
My, you know what my goal is? So we're going to talk to Todd in a few minutes live from the basement.
Oh, poor Todd.
Isn't that, they're like the basement tapes. Isn't that like a thing in music? There's something that's called the basement tapes.
Oh,
I don't know. Awesome. Somebody knows. 7-9 Coast.
Yeah.
The Listenerpedia knows. 7-9 Coast, the basement tapes. Maybe it's is Bob Dylan, the basement tapes? I don't know. It's something from music, the basement tapes.
Okay.
Anyway, so Todd's going to check in a few, and I think our goal is to get him photographed with a Cosmo this weekend.
Yes.
Because he has this weird straight guy phobia of having a cosmopolitan. Like it's like
really?
Yeah.
I don't really, yeah. Mm.
Right? Like who cares?
No, I mean we just went to New York, feels like forever ago.
I know.
Like 6 or 7 months ago, and like there's a group of us, you know, couples, and we all really enjoy Cosmo. My friend Andy makes probably one of the best.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, straight construction guy,
right.
Drives a truck.
Yeah.
You know, flips
is
houses.
Is he from the South?
I don't know why I always do that. I do. But he makes a great Cosmo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong
Todd,
with it.
Todd, you're fine.
I know. There's nothing wrong. What is, because it's pink or, I don't know. That's silly.
Yeah. Silly.
Yeah. So, well, and Ina Garten's recipe, I followed it mostly. So it was like two parts vodka to one part. Like orange liqueur, like triple sec, or I did Cointreau. I went and splurged.
Yeah.
And then half lime.
Fresh lime.
Or no, sorry. Two vodka, one orange liqueur, one cranberry, and then half lime.
Yeah.
Lime juice, fresh lime juice.
Yeah.
Although I get the bottled lime, like at Whole Foods you could get. It's like
Natalie's.
It's like fresh squeezed.
Yeah.
But it's, it's good stuff.
Yeah.
Because I, as much as the squeezing is good, it's like, that's a workout.
Oh, and you get like this much, out of one.
And so then
lime.
You got to have a stockpile of limes.
Who has time for that?
And it's a race with like, how much longer are the limes going to last? And, you know, that one looks a little brown. Is it okay?
Mm-hmm. I hear you.
These are the difficult problems when you drink alone.
I drink alone.
That's me.
With nobody else.
Yeah, this Cosmo's just for me. No one's coming over.
You never knew who's going to stop by. Wait a minute. Nobody's stopping by.
Yeah, with nobody else.
Okay, you have to shake it for 30 seconds. You have lots of time. It's not a problem.
Oh, Ina.
I prefer to be by myself.
During a crisis, you know, cocktail hour can be almost any hour.
Hell, every morning just before breakfast. I don't want
Okay, well, it's not that bad yet. I'm not drinking before breakfast.
No, I would.
Well, unless you count breakfast, the lunchtime that I'm fasting.
Yeah. Unless we count tomorrow and Sunday.
Fair point. What day is it, by the way?
I don't know.
What day is it?
What day is it, Mike?
It's Friday.